Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers, or their salads, or
honey, rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
All right, here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock, formed in 1984. With a vision and mission of helping injured victims, and we've done it ever since. We have a lot of experience, and you can put our experience to work for you and your family. And you don't have to worry about it. We'll carry the heavy weight. What you have to worry about then is taking care of yourself. Wouldn't that be refreshing? You don't have to worry about all this legalese and releases and insurance companies and settlement demands and medical records and protection of medical records and privilege logs. We'll do it all for you. And more. You can call us right now, 303-795-5900. 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. And you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, anytime. You can communicate with us through our website. We do it every day. Every day. Bell and Pollock, we're here for you. We are injury attorneys. I tell you what, we have an office in Denver and one in Steamboat Springs, but we do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for years. Brad and I have done jury trials in all four corners of this state. We've settled many, many cases in all four corners of this state. We can help you. You can help yourself. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and start your educational process. You can ask us. We can meet with you. It's that easy. Then when we take over your case, you have to worry about your medical treatment and you worry about your family. We help you do that, and then we help you with your case and your claim. All right, today we're trying to educate you on the top tips on how to win your injury claim. We spent a lot of time already in this show on one subject, your diagnoses. We're still talking about that. You know, our point is you may not get your final diagnosis for days, weeks, or months. I mean, if the doctor might send you to physical therapy and you come back from therapy and it's either helping or it's not helping, or the doctor sees that she has to do some more investigative work on your condition. Let's face it, when you say I have a sore neck, they don't know if it's a disc problem right away. They don't know if it's a nerve problem. They don't know if it's a combination. They don't know if there's been a compression fracture, a transverse processes fracture. They don't know if there's a facet joint injury. They don't know what the neurological outcome is yet. They don't know what's causing the pain, what the pain generator is. It's generally in the neck. Do you see how this works? So you can't just settle your case within a couple of 3 days or very quickly. So Brad, let's emphasize that, because you got to have a complete picture of the person, which we do at Bell and Pollock. You got to have a complete medical picture, and you have to have medical records. But the timing is critical, because if you still got tests to do and you got to see more doctor visits and more specialists, it's not time to settle your case yet.
No, it's not, because you don't know how those tests are going to come out. You don't know what those tests might tell you. You don't know how much more care is going to be needed. You've got to even calculate in the amount of money for the tests. We have boards in our office that tell us what's going on with our clients and where they're at. And on any board that any one of our attorneys has, there's quite often the statement across from it just says still treating. And when you got still treating, sometimes it's hard. It's very hard because you've got decreased pay, you've got decreased income, you're not able to do things, you're in pain, and you've got difficulties in life, and what you hear from your lawyer and what you hear from your doctor is, well, you're still treating. But you've got to understand that time, that picture, and that window of time you have to deal with your case and to make sure that it's accurately dealt with is so important, to make sure that you've got to the point where if you're still treating, at least this treatment is something that you can anticipate from the doctor, not the lawyer. The lawyer doesn't call that shot. The doctor calls that shot. The doctor tells you when they're at a point, well, now we have them at maximum medical improvement. They're not going to get better. This is it. They're going to need this treatment. This treatment's going to help them maintain their condition, but it's not going to help them get better. And here's what the effects are of the injury and the crash that occurred. And it's very hard, because quite often people don't want to hear it. They want to get something done right away. You know why? Because a lot of times they're sitting there and they're watching the TV. And when they're watching the TV and they're seeing what's going on the TV, they have people popping up on the TV that are telling them, we can get you money. We can get you settlements. We can get this resolved. We get this kind of money for this person. We get this money from that person. And quite frankly, why you may or may not get that information, or why that may or may not be on the commercial, the bottom line is your case is different, because every person's case is different. And the fact that somebody got somebody else, some lawyer somewhere, got somebody else a bunch of money or got some great result does not mean anything to your case. You know what it means? It means absolutely nothing. That's what it means. What it means is that you still have to go through the processes to get yourself to a point where we know what's wrong with you. And not only do we know what's wrong with you, but we know how to address it and how much money it's going to take to address it for years to come, how it's going to affect you for years to come, how it's going to affect your income for years to come, whether or not you're going to be able to get up every morning and go to work and work until the evening hours. And all those are unique to you. They mean nothing to watch somebody stand up there and say, look how much money I got in a different case.
Right. So you can call us anytime. We can help you at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Or in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. We'll be glad to talk to you. We'll be glad to give you a free initial consultation, a meaningful one. We'll be glad to give you a free, meaningful, significant legal game plan. And you can download our book called Legal Game Plan, or any of our books free, an e-copy free, on our website, championsofthepeople.com. All for you, to educate you. If you got help and you're educated and you know what to do and you're not guessing, you're not hoping, you're not wondering, because if you wonder and you hope and you don't really know, you're going to make a mistake. You're going to trip up. And I'll guarantee you the insurance adjusters and the insurance companies know what they're doing. But you can win the war if you know what you're doing. That's why we try to educate you. I'm going to give you an example on this diagnosis situation. As many of you know, we do, Brad and I do a Saturday morning show that's a live show. It's on KHOW at 7 o'clock in the morning. Every Saturday, we've done it for years, where you can call us, even though we're injury attorneys, you can call us and ask us a question on any legal subject. We will help you. We've helped a lot of families. We've helped a lot of individuals. It's just that simple. We're here to help you. That show, somebody called up and said, Mr. Bell, Mr. Pollack, I was in an accident 3 weeks ago, and I've been to my doctor, and the insurance company offered me $2,500. Should I take it? You know, it's hard to give advice when you don't know what the medical records say and the diagnosis is, like we've been talking. But the point is this. So we ask him a question live on the air. Ask him a question. Well, you've been to the doctor. Has your doctor given you a final diagnosis? Well, no. Do you know if your doctor knows what a final diagnosis is for you? No. Are you still treating? Yes. Well, then, do you know what your final diagnosis is? No. Well, then, if you don't know, sir, and your doctor doesn't know, how in the world does the insurance company know what to offer you? You said they just offered you $2,500. How do they know? I mean, you can see right through that, can't you? They're just trying to close out the file and get rid of you. And so if you do that and you have serious problems, you sign the papers, it's over with. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Brad, let's talk a little bit about when you're going to present your case, you're going to present your damages, injuries, and losses. Maybe we're going to do a settlement letter, settlement demand for a client. That's going to happen. But the diagnosis is part of it, but the medical records and treatment is a big part of it.
Once again, medical records and treatment are the beginning, and they're the middle, and quite often they're the end. And when you're talking about the medical records and the treatment and the injury you occurred, obviously it's the beginning, what happened to you. They're the middle because you're treating and you're wondering when you're going to get to somewhere. And the longer the treatment, the harder it is on you and your family and everybody involved. And they're the end because when you walk out of that office or when you walk out of wherever it is you've gone to get your case dealt with, the first thing you want to make sure you've got covered is that you're going to get your medical bills paid, that you're going to be able to get the medical treatment you need in the future. Now, you know, once again, lawyers are quite often and should be dependent upon getting this information from the doctors. You go to the doctor and the doctor says, well, this is how much more care you're going to need. This is what we can anticipate. This is what we're going to have to do in the future. Hopefully you have a doctor who wants to make sure that you've got your care covered and that you're going to have this, the money set aside and the finances set aside to guide you through and to give you the cash to be able to pay for those medical bills. But you've got to know and you've got to have a good understanding of what it's going to take in the future.
Right. And that's so important because the future is important. A lot of insurance companies cut off the future. How do they do that? They say, well, we're going to pay you for your past medical bills of $1,800. Past. Did you hear that word? Past. Meaning from the day of the accident to right now. They don't talk about the future. Well, what if you need more physical therapy? What if you need more conservative modalities of treatment? What if you're not through treating? What if we're not to a final diagnosis yet? All this affects you. It also affects your recovery, right? You have to have attorneys that actually care about this stuff and care about you. You come to Bell and Pollock. We're going to care about you. We've done it for years. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and you can see some of the reviews we've received. That's just some over the years. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Today we're talking about the top tips on how to win your injury claim. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. We're talking about legal game plans today. What difference does it make? Listen, you've been injured in a car crash. It's not an ordinary day or event for you, but it is for the insurance company. You need a legal game plan as to how the accident happened. What was the mechanism of injury? How did you get hurt? What body parts are hurt? Maybe it's the cervical part of your neck. Maybe it's the lumbar part of your spine, the low back. You need a legal game plan for the accident. You need a legal game plan for your damages, injuries, and losses, and how to prove them to the insurance company for the at-fault party. If you don't, you're guessing. You wouldn't guess at a recipe. You wouldn't guess at a blueprint. You wouldn't guess at directions. You need a legal game plan. Bell & Pollock will give you one. ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
Bell & Pollock. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. This is Your Legal Minute. I tell you what, you're injured in a car crash. You go to the emergency room. You go to your medical doctors. They give you medical treatment. They give you conservative modalities of treatment. But you're still hurting. Maybe your neck hurts. Maybe it's your low back. Maybe the emergency room doctor said your MRI was perfectly normal, but you still hurt. Can you still recover? Of course you can recover. You need to prove your injuries, damages, and losses. You need to file a legitimate, truthful, complete claim with the insurance company for the at-fault party, and you need to understand what the laws are in Colorado. Bell & Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We can help you. We can explain your rights to you. We can explain them so you'll understand them and know what to do and what not to do. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
All right, here we go. Good morning, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We've been around for years. We have a lot of experience, and you can put our experience to work for you. Right now, you can call us right now, 303-795-5900, 795-5900, or our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can communicate and talk to us through our website as well. It's that easy, championsofthepeople.com. Today, we're talking about top tips to win your injury claim. We spent a lot of time today on diagnoses. Your diagnosis is very, very important. We haven't even touched on in this show how these insurance companies use their computer programs to what I call devalue, lower the value of your claim. One of them was called Colossus. That's a pretty popular one. So they plug parts of your medical records into the computer programs and then give you an offer. Well, what about you? What about how this has affected you? Aren't you more than just a cold computer program? Aren't you more than the input data? So, if you have attorneys that actually want to get to know you and prove your injury claim, Bell and Pollock is your answer. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. All right, Brad, let's talk a little bit about you know, demand letters. You can do them pre-litigation. You can do them post-litigation. But we always look at the diagnoses and the treatment. I mean, that's a cornerstone. It's not everything. But it's a cornerstone of how you make a demand and a demand for settlement. But you have to have the complete picture. You can't just have a partial picture.
Well, hopefully you can give that picture too, and you're going to be able to identify and give that picture to the adjuster. If you're not giving a complete picture to the adjuster, if you haven't gone through everything, then you're shortchanging your client. And that's, again, the question of how quickly they want to move on your case and whether or not your case is one that can be moved on quickly or whether or not it cannot be moved on quickly and what's going on in your person's life. That's why the person dealing with the particular client has to have an understanding of what the client's all about, what the client does in life, how they approach their daily living, what they do for career, what they do for activities, what their family situation is. You have to have an idea of how it's affecting you, because you do have to give that complete picture. Because once again, what and how an injury affects somebody in their life is one of the most important things you got to deal with. You can talk about mechanism of injury and you can talk about the injury itself. And once you get over that, once you get through that particular level of communication with your client, the next level that's got to happen and you've got to deal with when trying to value your case is, okay, if we're doing that now, how's it affecting my life? How's it affecting the person's life? Have you tried things? Do you know how it affects it? Are there things you do maybe once or twice every couple of years that are still very crucial to how you want to spend your life, but you only do it a couple times a year? Are there other things you do every weekend? Are there things you do every day that you need to be able to determine to what extent this injury and this pain and the problems you have are going to be affected? That, once again, takes getting to know the client, getting to have an idea and understanding what's going on. It's not something, at least Gary, I haven't seen, that it's something that you can do in an hour meeting where you can come in for the first time and get to know the value of your case. What's my case worth? Well, I'm going to bring you in. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to talk to you for an hour and I'm going to tell you what your case is worth. Really? That's very interesting. In an hour, am I even going to get to know you well enough? Am I going to get to know your injuries well enough? Am I going to get to talk to the doctors or look at the medical records to know where this is, what's happened in your life and how those things have affected you? I probably not. So, although I can talk to you about different ways and aspects to value your case, saying I'm going to tell you what your case is worth in an hour consultation, you know, the first time I meet you is probably next to impossible.
Right, it is, and you can see why, because your diagnosis might change. Your diagnosis might become final in months, weeks, or months later, and that might dictate the value of your legal case and how it affects you. You're more than just a computer program. These insurance companies insert your medical record data into a computer program, and that's how they value your claim. And you say, well, man, they didn't offer me much money. Well, their computer program doesn't know you. You're more than that computer program. But when we were talking about, do you make a demand? Do you make a settlement demand? Yes. You do a pre-litigation? Yes, probably. But there's a lot of factors, you know, so there's a lot of exceptions to what we're talking about today. But these are the general rules. This is the general approach. This is the way you win your injury claim. You take the rules, and then sometimes you have bumps in the road and hurdles you have to cross. You cross those. Let me give you an example. If you're going to talk about you, all right, and you talk about let's just take your work activities. How do we find out about you? If you come to Bell and Pollock, I think you would be amazed that we give you a complete package of documents and questionnaires that you fill out for us. So, yeah, there's a little bit of homework. It's hard work. Nothing's easy. But why do we do it? So that we can find out about you. And so we give you these questionnaires and these packets, and then you fill them out. I think you would be literally amazed at what information we seek from you. And why do we do it? Because the more we know about you, the more we can win, right? An example, work activities. You know, what was your employment status at the time of the collision? Was it full-time, part-time, casual, seasonal employee? Makes a difference, doesn't it? All right? And then did you resume the same job, or did you have restrictions? Or were you not able to do your job? And then talk about your injuries from the collision on your job. I'm just covering one area here. Talk about your injuries. What has it done to you at work? Maybe you lost status. That's important. The insurance company won't think it's important. Maybe you lost status with the company. Maybe you lost job security. Maybe you lost promotional prospects. Maybe you have difficulty performing your normal job duties. Maybe your quality of work has reduced since the collision, and you can't do your pre-accident job. That's just a small tip of the iceberg on what we need to know about you. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. But let's talk a little bit about this quality of life, because, you know, once you get your diagnosis, the quality of life of how injury affects the person and their family is an important part of recovery, important part of damages. But I think, in my experience, it's one of the areas that the insurance company basically doesn't assign much value to.
They never assign much value to it. And that's the terrible thing. You've got adjusters, you've got people out there living, you've got people out there calling you shots on behalf of the insurance companies. You've got defense lawyers out there, and it always is interesting, because if you took their quality of life away, if you took away what they live for and what they want to do and how they live and how they're able to enjoy their life, whether it's their work life, whether it's their family life, whether it's their life after work, if you took that away, they'd be saying, wait a minute, what right do you have to take that away? Why are you taking that away? And how do you think you're going to compensate me? But when it comes to them looking at what they've done or what's happened to an injured person and the quality of life that person has lost, that's a whole different story in their minds, because now they don't care. So if your quality of life it changes, a lot of times it's not just changing your quality of life. You're changing your whole family's quality of life. You're changing everyone's quality of life around you. You might be changing your coworkers' quality of life. And all this is something that you bear the burden with, that you bear the guilt with, that you know that it's because of you, that you've changed everything that's going on around you and that you can't enjoy. So, you know, if you can't engage in the activities that are out there that you used to engage in, I don't care if it's that you can't sit through a movie anymore at the theater because your back hurts too much. I don't care if it's that you can't engage in some of the activities of running or skiing or biking because you've hurt your knee. These are quality of life questions that you've lost. Now, you know, the insurance companies and defense lawyers say, well, just figure out something else. Go find a different quality of life. Go find out.
I've had one of them tell me that.
That's right. Go do something else. Well, you know, what about when you've built your life around that. What about when you built the people around you in engaging those activities? You know, excuse me, my wife and I like to go to the movies. We like to go to an Avalanche game or a baseball game. We like to go there, but now we can't do it anymore. That was our quality. Well, go change. Why should you have to change? Why should it have to be that way?
And maybe you can't even change.
That's right. Maybe there isn't something else. But why should you have to, even if you can, when you've lost without any compensation, without any reimbursement for what you've lost? That doesn't make sense.
Let me ask you a question. You ready? A little test for today. So you understand these insurance companies have these computer programs. One was called Colossus. One was called ACE, Advanced Claims Excellence. One was called Bring Back a Billion. And they have the computer programs that value your claims, and they get them off your medical records. Listen to this very carefully. So they take the ICD codes and they input it into the computer. They take your diagnoses and input it into the computer. Where in the computer program does it take into consideration your quality of life? I would like somebody to explain this to me. Where in this computer program does it affect and take that in consideration and value that and value you and honor you and honor your family and how you live your life and how you like to live your life? And that's all changed. Where are the valuations for that? You have to prove that. You have to know that. You have to do that. Either in your settlement demand letter or in trial. You have to go for it. And once you know that, you can go for it. And your attorneys can go for it. But to go for it and to prove it, you must first know about it. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. ChampionsOfThePeople.com is our website. 303-795-5900. We are here for you. We'll be glad to help you. See you next week.